Today is Wednesday, April 15th, 2015. Members, here's our plan. We are first coming together as Senate Transportation Public Safety Policy Committee for the purpose of hearing Senate File 781, a late bill that we'll send to the floor. I don't know if I communicated that to you, Senator Bach, but we're going to actually take a committee position, send it to the floor, you know, but then we'll have, you can do with it what you will then, and rules if you feel like you need to button it up, but at least for the purpose of amending the bill on the floor when the policy omnibus shows up, we will have had a committee action and can respond to that question should it arise on the floor. We thought that might be the better way to handle it. We don't quite have a quorum. We're waiting for two more people, so hopefully that'll happen, or one more person. Hopefully that'll happen while Senator Bach is presenting his proposal, Senate File 781. And Senator Bach, go ahead.
Well, Mr. Chairman, thank you for showing me the courtesy of the opportunity to hear this. It's actually my fault that this bill got late. It got introduced on time, and my office actually asked me, it was sent over to me from one of my House members. My office asked me if I wanted a hearing on it. I didn't know a thing about it, nothing about it, so I told them, oh, no, I don't. I have to talk with Dill before I can hear that. And time went by, and I just didn't get a hearing requested. So I'm looking for a place actually to include this, and I didn't want to propose any kind of an amendment on the floor or otherwise without having the committee have an opportunity to see it. So thank you for that. Just to kind of explain the situation to you, you know, we have a different weight limit for trucks depending on the number of axles when they haul agricultural products. So in this situation, what it is the U.S. Steel Minntac plant in Mountain Iron uses a lot of biofuels to fuel one of their kilns.
A quorum is present.
To heat one or two of their kilns in lieu of natural gas or coal. And it's not the cheapest alternative, but they actually spend more money to heat that kiln than they could otherwise use heat the kiln with natural gas, because it helps a lot with their emissions for their air permit. So they're using biomass not necessarily because it's cheaper. Now, depending on the price of natural gas, that could be not the case. But so what they do is they haul a lot of dried material from cabinet shops, from sawmills, a lot of different biomass type materials from almost over much of the upper Midwest. Well, one of the materials that they haul comes mostly out of Saskatchewan, Manitoba, and North Dakota, and it's oat hulls. And interestingly enough, if they were hauling oats, an agricultural product, they would be able to haul the higher weight limit. Because they're hauling the hulls of the oats, they're not able to do that. So that's why we're here, I guess. It seems like a reasonable thing. If it was oats in the truck, they'd have the higher limit because it's just the hulls that cannot. And I think most of us support biofuels, and this is just one more dry product that they don't have to go to the cost of drying in order to put into the kilns to make fuel. That's one of the challenges that we've discovered that the Iron Range is really probably the most viable place to get into the bioenergy business, because the mines operate these huge kilns at about 2,400 degrees, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. So there's a tremendous opportunity to put biofuels into these kilns in lieu of coal or natural gas. But the challenge with biomass is the cost of having to dry it is significant. Okay. So we've never been able to figure out how to actually dry a biomass and be cost competitive, even close to cost competitive with natural gas. So what we've been using are already dried type materials like this, oat hulls that are dry. So, Mr. Chairman, that's about what I have to say about it, and I just appreciate the committee's consideration.
So, Senator Bach, we can call this bill the Hall & Oates bill. Suzanne actually told me that joke.
If that helps get it on the governor's desk, yeah.
The official Hall & Oates bill. All right. Senator, members, any questions on Senate File 781?
Mr. Chair, is there nobody here to testify against this? Bill?
We haven't asked that yet.
Okay. I have some questions that when the testimony is done.
All right. All right. Very good. Senator Bach, did you have anyone else to testify from your perspective? Okay. Would anyone else like to testify on Senate File 781? All right. Senator Peterson.
Yeah, Mr. Chair, Senator Bach, I guess, and I don't want to put you on the spot here, but are you familiar with Senator Jensen's truck weights bill?
No, I'm not.
Mr. Chair, Senator Jensen, I don't want to put you on the spot, but this 90 and 99,000 pound exception that's in this bill, is that the same or is that different than what's in your truck weights bill?
Senator Jensen.
Peterson?
Senator Peterson, so the 90 and the 99, that's existing law. The change that's proposed in Senator Bach's Senate File 781 is simply to take the term raw or unprocessed, replace that with qualifying agricultural products, and then if you look to the back in Subdivision 6, providing a definition of what qualifying agricultural products are, and then that's where the term raw or unprocessed shows up again. So that's existing law, and then it adds to products and feedstocks, oat hulls, or other similar sorts of commodities for the purpose of biofuel processing. So that's the it's a fairly modest change from existing law in terms of agricultural commodities.
Mr. Chairman, the change is, if it was the oats, it would qualify for the exemption. But because it's the hulls, I mean, it's still an agricultural product, except it's been partly processed because what we have is the residue left.
Mr. Chair and Senator Bach, I mean, I support the bill. I'm very shocked. Senator Jensen brought a bill that essentially does the same thing for a few other things, quite frankly, that'll save us. We heard testimony 4.5% on every road project in this state, quite frankly. And we had townships speaking against it. We had the Teamsters speaking against it. We had the counties speaking against it. We had the State Patrol speaking against it. And now we have nobody that's concerned about this bill. Mr. Chair, we had my recollection is that Senator Jensen's bill was delayed because of the fiscal note. So is there no fiscal note for this bill?
Senator Peterson, my understanding is there's no fiscal note, and zero fiscal note, which means no fiscal note.
So, Mr. Chair, would you have somebody that could explain the difference between this change in this permit compared to the permitting aspect of Senator Jensen's truck weights bill?
Certainly, if anyone from the agency can speak clearly to Senator Peterson's question, but Senator Peterson, I think Senator Jensen's bill is obviously much more is a different proposal and different approach and much more expansive than this. But someone is coming to the table who can help us out a little bit with responding to Senator Peterson's inquiry. Welcome to the committee.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and members of the committee. My name is Laura Rhodes, the staff attorney for MnDOT's Office of Freight and Commercial Vehicle Operations. Our office is responsible for permitting oversized and overweight loads. My understanding of Senator Jensen's bill, if it's similar to the House file 620, is that would be quite a bit more expansive in terms of what it would allow. So I think that this seems more narrow in how it defines qualifying products and sort of limits it to what exists in law currently, that raw and unprocessed language, and then just adds the oat hulls used to for biofuel processing.
Thank you, Ms. Rhodes. Senator Peterson.
Yeah. Mr. Chair, and I'm sorry, I forgot your name.
Ms. Rhodes.
Ms. Rhodes.
Worked for MnDOT.
Now I remember. I won't forget that again.
Rhodes by any means of the name.
Ms. Rhodes, so you're telling us that, I mean, Senator Jensen's bill, for example, saved money because it was raising more money because there was going to be expanding more permits, so it was going to create some revenue. So you don't expect this expansion of this product to create more revenue? Are you going to have to issue more overweight permits? I think they were a cost of $500 annually, if I remember correctly, and you can correct me if I'm wrong. But you don't expect to create more or have to issue more overweight permits because of this bill?
Ms. Rhodes.
Mr. Chair and Senator Peterson, it is $300 for the six-axle vehicle and $500 for the seven-axle vehicle. In 2014, let me back up. So as you know, this language, the raw and unprocessed ag products exist in law currently, and so those are the permits that we've been issuing. In 2014, we issued roughly 2,000 of those permits. We don't have a good idea of how many permits that this might sort of open that up to. I think if that's something that Senator Bach has an idea in terms of, you know, the industry, then that might be a better estimate.
Mr. Senator Chair, Senator Bach, do you know how many more loads of oat hauls are going to go? I mean, obviously, it'll be the number of new loads times the number of permits. That saves money, just like Senator Jensen's bill. And that has a fiscal note, and that was bumped. It's getting bumped to our transportation finance bill. How many more loads of this are going to be hauled that aren't being hauled right now?
Well, Mr. Chairman, Senator Peterson, you can only put so much biomass in the kiln to heat the kiln. So might there be a few less loads with a higher weight? Probably, but we're not going to expand the volume in the amount of tonnage that actually goes into the kiln. So there might be a few less truckloads potentially, but I don't expect the volume to increase.
Ms. Rhodes, if there's, so you don't expect to issue any more overweight permits because of this bill? Is that a yes or no, or you don't know?
Mr. Chair,
Ms.
Senator
Rhodes.
Peterson, that's something I don't have an answer to right now, but I'm happy to work on getting an answer for you and getting back to the committee.
So Mr. Chair, if this bill is if they're going to issue more permits, do you intend to pull this into the, delay this and put this into the finance bill?
Senator Peterson, we intend to move this. My understanding as of today is that there's a zero fiscal note. That's what we're going with. Sometimes that information changes. We find that out later. And then we sometimes deal with those things in a finance bill subsequent to finding different information. Today our information is that we have a zero fiscal note. So that's what we're going with. We're going to try to move this out of policy committee to the floor today. Should we find out different information, we'll have time to deal with the financial aspects of that. We knew at the time that we heard Senator Jensen's, or we found out kind of while we were hearing Senator Jensen's bill, because that was an expansion to new industries. It was quite a bit more expansive in scope, that there were fiscal implications that we would have to contend with, and we were trying to keep that omnibus policy bill free of finance implications.
So, Mr. Chair, it's...
So the answer to your question is we'll move this bill out, at least the policy aspects, and if we find out we have to deal with some financial aspects, we'll deal with that in our finance bill if we decide that that's advisable or not.
So, Mr. Chair, it's your opinion that this bill is different than Senator Jensen's bill only in that it's offering new products. I would argue that, you know, Senator Jensen's bill is bringing some new products. It's limited to aggregate, cement, road construction materials that clearly bring a cost savings to MnDOT. You know, it's my view this bill is going to have the same fiscal note as Senator Jensen's. For some reason, nobody is willing to testify to that fact. Or for some reason, nobody's willing to testify against this bill when it does exactly the same thing that Senator Jensen's bill is doing in terms of expanding products. And again, Senator Bach, I think this is a great idea. I support your bill. But this is an absolute double standard that's being applied to one product And my hope is that you're willing to look at Senator Jensen's bill. In fact, Senator Jensen's bill is already allowed in the DOT district. You'll recall on the Senate floor was approved to the DOT district that Senator Scoy represents because he was trying to get a Menards distribution center into the Frazee area. So the Senate expanded the truck weights for one DOT district for Senator Scoy. And Senator Jensen's bill ran into all these roadblocks when we're trying to do it to save money for road construction. So, Mr. Chair and Senator Bach, I mean, it would be a request. Are you willing to look at Senator Jensen's bill and see if that is comparable to your bill? I mean, I believe it's the same. And again, I'm supporting your bill today. It's just an unbelievable double standard to me that I almost can't even believe I'm seeing it, actually.
Well, Senator Peterson, I'll be happy to look at Senator Jensen's bill, but, I mean, we're talking about instead of hauling all the oats, just the hulls of the oats, it's still an agricultural product. It's just the oats have been taken off the hull. So, I mean, I don't see it as that big an expansion of, it is still an agricultural product. So I think it's, yeah, I'll be happy to look at Senator Jensen's bill, but I think this is much different than expanding to totally other sectors of the economy. It stays within the agricultural sector, I believe.
Yeah. So I think Mr. Chair. Yeah.
I'm not saying I'm not unwilling to look at it.
Yeah, Mr. Chair, the last question. Ms. Rhodes, how long do you think it'll take to find out if your agency believes that they'll be issuing more permits because of oat hulls?
Ms. Rhodes.
Mr. Chairman, Senator Peterson, I can try to get back to you by the end of the week.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you. All right. Anything further, members?
Well, Mr. Chairman.
Senator Bach.
I actually hope it has a fiscal note because then it'll fit in the finance bill. I sent a letter to the Speaker last week or earlier this week that said we don't plan on putting policy in our finance bills in the Senate because I don't want policy to clog up the negotiations on the budget bills. But so if this does not have a fiscal note, I don't believe it belongs in your finance bill. If it does, I'd be very happy for it to ride there.
Yeah, Mr. Right, Chair. And I agree with you, Senator Bach. I hope it does, too, because it'll save money. It'll allow Senator Dibble and Senator Cohen to spend more. Senator Jensen's bill, quite frankly, I think is going to save hundreds of thousands of dollars. And yet we had, I bet we had almost an hour of testimony opposing her bill. And it was going to add hundreds of thousands of dollars of savings to the MnDOT budget or raise revenue because of the additional permits. And I think that's what your bill is going to do. And I hope it ends up in the finance bill as well.
All right. Thank you. Anything further, members? Any questions? All right. Senator Westrom.
Well, Mr. Chair, I think it's a good opportunity for us to revisit this issue. And I'm supportive of Senator Bach's initiative. I know we've made some expansions in the past. And it, a lot of times, comes down to efficiency, and so I hope we do revisit Senator Jensen's issue. I've had constituents through and through interest in that issue. I know we did it for Senator Scoy's district last year, 2 years ago. I don't remember if it was last year or 2 years, right at the end of session. We should have a great pilot project, seeing that what Senator Bach is proposing to do here, as well as what Senator Jensen has attempted to do, but to her credit, that we could make some headway on that.
I know where you're going. Yes.
Thank you,
Senator. I don't want to prolong the discussion on this, but I think the interesting thing about our those of us that live in an area where we border Ontario is, I think Ontario's road limits, and it might be other provinces also, are actually about 135,000 pounds.
I mean, you look at
the logging trucks up there going down those roads. Yes. It's amazing. I mean, I spend a lot of time up there because it's so close to my district, but it's pretty amazing. Now, they got some incredible highways, too. I mean, they really do, and most of them are sitting on rock because of the Canadian Shield, so they don't have some of the challenges, I think, that we have. But.
Well, Mr. Chair, to that point, Senator Bach, you'll see if Senator Jensen, if you're willing to send that map to Senator Bach, you'll see that every state around us is basically at this 90 or 97,000 pounds. I apologize. I don't remember exactly the weight. But if you're willing to send that to Senator Bach's office, you'll see that Minnesota is an island And it is causing a significant problem for efficiency and for those operators that need to run across state lines that Senator Westrom mentioned. And, boy, I hope her bill can earn your support like you're doing for your district here, because I'll tell you, every part of Minnesota needs this. And Senator Jensen bills offer that to the entire state.
All right. Anything further, members? All right.
Mr. Chair?
Senator Carlson.
I have to ask a technical question. What's the weight of the hulls? Do they float? And so how much do they weigh per cubic foot, yard, anything like that? And how large of a truck do you need to have 97,000 pounds of hulls in it?
Well, I'd only be guessing, Mr. Chairman, but I would guess they're probably compressed. Maybe they're baled.
Yeah.
So that you don't have carry all that air, I would guess.
And Mr. Chair, you said that there's a single user of these hulls. Is that correct? And
well, there are, Mr. Chairman, Senator Carlson. There is one of the mines on the Iron Range, the U.S. Steel Mintac plant, eats their kilns with biomass. Not all their kilns, but one or two of the kilns, I believe. It's the only one I'm aware of. And they search for dry biomass all over the upper Midwest to be able to do that. Very expensive, but it helps them meet their air quality.
And Mr. Chair, and I guess to answer Senator Pedersen's question, it appears like if there's one user that going to a higher capacity load, you're really not talking about you're not talking about more truckers, you're talking about just larger loads, probably on the same number of truckers. So I think to answer the question that's been asked, you're really talking about maybe one or two or five more permits that would be issued for this particular use.
Senator Buck.
Could be.
All right.
Mr. Chairman, do we need to move the bill?
All right. Senator Tomasoni has moved. Senate File 781 be recommended to pass and referred to the floor. Any questions, members? Anything? All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed, no. Motion carries.
Thank you,
Senator Buck. Thank you, Ms. Rhodes. With that, the Senate Transportation Public Safety Policy Committee is adjourned. I will call to order the Senate Transportation and Public Safety. Oh, sorry, we have to change the tape.
Monkey with egg.
We never mingle the tapes, I guess.